Welcome back to Let's Get Honest. I'm your host, Mike. Thank you for joining me for another week as we dive into a hard conversation. And it's about honesty. And I'm going to get real honest in this podcast. And I'm going to just bring it back to the reason why we ultimately need to be honest with God. And most importantly, just honest with ourselves on how much we actually need God in our lives in each and every moment, from the moment we walk out our door to the moment that we step into a situation that we're having trouble with. Because if I'm being honest with you, the biggest thing that I've been thinking about is how much my language has changed, you know, because I talked about last week the purity for men and how we need to control our language. And that was where I first started with honesty, was just being honest with myself that I needed to stop doing that. And by being honest with myself, I was able to change and rebuke because of God. And I've heard from Christians before that, well, if everyone has done it, what's wrong with me doing it? And this is in general when we're talking about honesty. And I find that dishonesty is being represented as something good across the board. And when I find myself trying to not fall into the trap of the ease of telling a lie, because for me, it's always been a defense mechanism because of the trauma that I have faced. We have to move past this. And we start to move past this by getting into prayer with God. So before we go any further, let's bring it back to God and bring it back to prayer. Father God, please bless these fellow listeners today and help them to understand and seek you for all things in their life, including being more honest. Because when we start to move forward with the posture of honesty, others around us will be influenced by our good nature. And we do this because you first sacrificed everything for us. So for us to be more honest and strive to be honest in our every step of this life is something that we can do because of your grace for us. So open our hearts to you today, Father God, and I come before you, and we come before you humbly in Jesus' name, amen. So when I have tried to be more honest, and I hear from people that my honesty is refreshing and the world needs more of it, we should all be striving to be honest and not care about how many people are being dishonest to get ahead. From someone who used to lie a lot, all these lies will eventually catch up to you. And you have no one in your corner because the idea of trusting you is non-existent. The biggest lie many of us tell today is how we are truly feeling in our day-to-day lives. Many of us suppress emotions across the board because we have never been taught how to. As Christians, Jesus gave us grace so that we can then extend that grace onto others to help them process their emotions in a more healthy way. Because as we have said a lot during this podcast, and I say we because the Holy Spirit's inspiring me, is that God created us to be feelers. And as I get closer to the end of this podcast, I started this podcast to be raw and honest. And I want to finish with vulnerability. And I want to jump into that vulnerability with you guys. Because honestly, when we're thinking about it, considering this podcast series ongoing from season to season is going to touch about different ways that God is seeking us to help us better our mental health, the most important thing that we can do when it comes to honesty is going to God when we're not able to feel, like when we're not feeling okay. And being honest with ourselves that we're not. And as I spoke about in the previous episode, each and every one of us, from man to man, from woman to woman, we're all going to handle our emotions differently. And there's not a clear-cut way that one gender handles emotions where you can just predict how it's going to go. Because each and every one of us has our own life situations that dictate how we're going to process these emotions. And sometimes it's a little easier for one person to process emotions because they were taught how to by their parents. And in other cases, people have trouble doing it because they were never taught how to process those emotions. And if I'm, and at the end of the day, wherever you are in that spectrum, God will meet you there. And he will help pick you up out of that darkness and into the light. And of course, with light comes darkness, but with Jesus, that darkness doesn't even touch you. Because even in the moments where it is a struggle, he will be with you. And Jesus never promised a life without struggle, but he did promise us a life that was worth living. And at the end of it, there was going to be glory, because Jesus never once lied, and people respected him for that. And it's the main reason why people continued to listen to him. So as this podcast comes to a close, in a sense, because I know that this is going to take me a moment to unpack with you guys, because I really want you, I really don't want to gloss over this, because when I come to this part of the podcast in this episode today, this is a moment for me where I find that I'm truly closing a chapter in my life that I thought I would never get through. And it's because even though I didn't quite know it at the moment, Jesus met me where I was. And before I knew Jesus, I struggled with so many different issues. As I went through my years in elementary school, I was faced with abuse from bullies that eventually escalated to physical abuse, which left me emotionally stuck. And in my high school years, instead of having the time where I was figuring myself out and doing wacky teenage things, I was at war with myself and blaming myself for what happened back in elementary school, blaming myself for who I was. Throughout my many years in high school, I was happy in a sense, but I was struggling. I never truly knew what joy was. Thankfully, I had great friends that stuck by me and had my back. And even though I was going through all this mental health that I never showed to them, they still stood by me. Unfortunately, due to me hating myself in high school, from dealing with body dysmorphia to inner demons tormenting me, I was never able to truly find out who Mike was. Because at the time, I didn't have a firm foundation in who I was, and it left me open to those that would do me harm. When I got into my college and university years, I was at a point where I was coasting with my mental health. One day to the next is how I worked. I never had the capacity to be joyous about the future. And unfortunately, it left me even more broken. I had my good days, but they were few and far between. And many bad days continued to chip away at me until I found myself next to a bridge, ready to take my own life. In this moment, when I had turned the furthest away, from God, he sent my fiance into my life. And when I was the most broken in my life, dealing with physical abuse, emotional abuse, my fiance met me where I was. And at the time, we became fast friends, and she truly saved my life and is the reason why I am still here today. Once she was in my life, she turned a light on that I thought would never come back on. I started to wake up and enjoy life again. Anyone that is around my Amanda knows how much joy she spreads. When I first was planning this episode, I knew that it was going to make me emotional. And still, as I'm speaking into this mic, it still is making me emotional and brings tears to my eyes. Because I never figured out who I was in high school when many hoped to. I was figuring out who I was in the middle of my 20s. I questioned my sexuality, my career, my life. Once I began questioning this was when Jesus started to work in my life. He showed me that I was not gay. And truly, I never pursued a I never came to Jesus to become straight. I sought a relationship with Jesus to know him more and turn my face closer to him. Because as he started to work in my life, he showed me a way to avoid all the hurt and pain, that all the gaslighting that came with the emotional abuse, that all the gaslighting that came with the physical abuse, and all the abuse that I faced throughout my life that caused me to be in this space of confusion, he helped me heal from. And he showed me that the person that I was supposed to be with was Amanda. Because throughout my healing to where I am today, he blessed me by Amanda saying yes when I proposed to her back in 2021. And throughout my healing, even during these last 3 years, I can proudly say that we are getting married in December. And today, as I am recording this episode, I am recording it by the very bridge that I wanted to end my life at. I feel this sense of closure as I look to continue on in this life, loving life in general, and loving my future wife more and more, and loving that she will be my best friend throughout this life. And once we are married, building on our family more so our daughter can have more siblings and she can feel the love that her parents have for us and the rest of our kids that I know God will bless us with. Because even today, as I look out to that bridge that I thought I was going to end my life at, I feel Jesus so closely in my presence right now, sitting here and holding me through this moment and holding me tightly and praising me as his son. Because I have truly changed my life around today because of Jesus. And as I end this podcast, as I end this episode off today, I want to say, if those who abused me ever listen to this episode, I forgive you for everything you did to me. So whatever you may be going through in your life, I hope you find healing. And Father God, bless these people today. Each and every one of you can find healing and forgiveness from the one person that no matter how you come to him, Jesus Christ will heal you and pick you up out of the darkness and want you to draw closer to him, because he can heal you from whatever brokenness you are dealing with. As Jesus walked with me, he is asking each and every one of you, as he asked me, to turn away from the sin that is holding you down in this life and turn closer to him, because through him, we all can find healing. Thank you for listening, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. So today, let's show the love and forgiveness Jesus extended onto us to others. Bye for now, and I hope y'all have a blessed week.